This is John Batchelor. Conversation with my colleague, Victor Davis Hanson. He's a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution. Our memories of National Public Radio appearances, mine in the 20th century, Victor's, I don't know if it dates to the 20th, it sounds it, from his presentation. It was a pleasant experience for me, and Victor says the same, once upon a time. What's changed at NPR? All this controversy about one side of the ship only. One argument only. It's odd. I don't recall anything like this. Conversation, very nice man named Hockenberry, I believe. Victor has his own memory. Here's Victor Davis Hanson on remembering National Public Radio when it was, yes, democratic, yes, liberal, but at the same time, polite and expansive. Once upon a time. More of this tonight.
Yeah, when I had books, they usually had me on, and just to take one example, I think there was a Talk of the Nation host. I think he did it for well over a decade, and I think he was in NPR for maybe 30 years, Neil Conan. He was kind of a household name for a while, and he was what you would call a traditional Democratic liberal. But if you were a conservative author, and you were writing about World War II or your Civil War or culture. In my case, he often had me on talking about farming. And he would give you 30 or 40 minutes of an interview and exchange ideas. And he was polite. He was incisive. If there were areas you disagreed, he didn't try to get emotional. And it was a pleasant experience. And so people like me who otherwise wouldn't have listened to NPR did listen to them. But that traditional Democratic moderate doesn't exist anymore at NPR. So they are what I call wave journalists. So we've had about four or five hysterias over the last 5 years. The Me Too hysteria, the George Floyd hysteria, the COVID lockdown hysteria, the transgendered hysteria. And in each of those hysterias, NPR became just obsessed with